Funny, Will is back in church to accept award, quotes Bible verse alluding to Trump case. By Wendell Hasebo on February 20, 2024. Fulton County Prosecutor Fani Willis was back in church over the weekend to accept a Black History Achievement Award at Atlanta Berean Church. During her appearance, she quoted a Bible verse, Isaiah 54:17, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." "There are things going on recently that I won't talk about," Willis stated, alluding to her ongoing Trump case in which she is accused of financially benefiting from the prosecution via her lover and fellow prosecutor. "The scripture they keep sending me is 'No weapon formed against you shall prosper,'" she said. "I need you all to hear me, though. They did not say the weapons will not form. And that's the part I didn't hear until recently," Willis continued. "Just because they won't prosper, it doesn't mean that they won't form. Even if you feel like everything you are doing in your life is the right thing, and you're making mistakes all along the way, but you're trying. You should not think that those weapons will not form," she stated. Willis and Nathan Wade, her lover and fellow Trump prosecutor, were on the stand Thursday to testify if their relationship disqualified Willis from prosecuting Trump. If the presiding judge determines Willis engaged in an actual conflict of interest with her lover and fellow prosecutor, Willis could be removed from the case, handing former President Donald Trump a massive victory. The testimony revealed three key facts. Wade testified his relationship with Willis began in 2022, after Willis opened the case against Trump in 2021. However, Robin Yerty, former Fulton County District Attorney employee and a friend of Willis's since college, said Willis had definitely been in a relationship with Wade since 2019, contradicting Wade and Willis. Wade also said their relationship wasn't a secret. "It was just private, an unusual distinction that apparently did not include disclosing the relationship to Fulton County." Both lovers said Willis reimbursed Wade for exotic trips with cash. But neither Willis nor Wade presented any evidence to support their sworn testimony. The testimonies raised several further questions about Willis's affair, as outlined by Breitbart News. "Given that you said one witness's testimony is enough to establish a fact, why shouldn't we believe the witness who testified that your relationship with Wade began earlier? Were you using cash to hide your reimbursements with Wade for travel expenses? Do you use cash for all such transactions? What would you say about a defendant who used cash off the books to cover transactions? Doesn't that suggest there is something to hide? Why didn't you disclose the relationship to staff? Why were you so specific when asked if Wade had visited you, restricting your answer to South Fulton? Did he visit you anywhere else? Watch, Atlanta Mayor, motion against Willis a distraction. I'm no lawyer, so I can't respond to criticisms of her." Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.